Solomon warned us, as dead flies cause even a bottle of perfume to stink, so a little foolishness spoils great wisdom and honor. So what do I want people to remember about me? Well, if I'm careless with my money, my time, and my words, I may have a stinky reputation. But if I make wise choices, well, my reputation will smell like sweet perfume. Now, that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather! Hi, everybody. The late season heat continues today. The rain chances are small, but there could be some isolated storms around. Today, abundant sunshine, very hot with a high around 94, heat index 100 or above again. I can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Good luck. Tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature into the middle 90s for about the sixth day in a row. Rain chances are about 10% tomorrow. Then isolated storms return on Thursday, and then back to that regular lower 90s with spotty storms here and there as we get towards Friday and Saturday. Our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone because it has everything. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, radar, future radar, plus access to my videos and all my blog updates, too. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are. Here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever thought of selling real estate? We have a new class starting on Thursday, September 13th, right here in Montgomery at our office in East Chase. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. We encourage you to call us for all the details. The class is filling up now. Active live class with an instructor that sells and lists real estate with 41 years in experience. Topics include license law, property law, appraisal, pricing property, and how to represent buyers and sellers. Discussion about buying rental property and managing property are also covered. Great training materials and books, lively discussions, and plenty of handouts will help you study. Classes are starting now. Please call 551-0225 or email bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225, Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Good morning.
I want a
Hi.
Girl with the
How you doing? I'm doing well. I'm getting tired of hearing 84 talk about his deep squat workout and his sore quads.
With shoes that
yes,
just over the top. Hey, so Joey, you're doing an hour show, 9 to noon.
Yes.
You're doing Dan's show, noon to 3.
Yes.
And you're doing Greg's show from 3 to 6.
Yeah.
Now, you don't run the boards during his show, do you?
Not during Greg's show, but then I do my show,
right,
6 to 7.
Right. So you're going to be here like 12 hours.
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Do you like that, Joey?
I'm enjoying it, yes. I feel good now. I mean, maybe check in at like 4:30, see how I'm doing. Well, tune in tonight to the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Might be very interesting tonight.
No, I've got Brandon and D'Anthony Turner on.
Well, just don't drop acid before you do your show tonight.
No, I don't do that stuff. Yeah. I like it all natural. Anyway.
You got a drink on your show?
No, I don't do these things. I do not go onto my show intoxicated, other than a nice, hefty caffeine boost.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever drunk anything during your show?
Other than, like, Red Bull?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe I have.
You never had alcohol on your show?
I don't believe so. Not me personally.
Oh.
Now, some guests might have taken part in some, you know, libations.
What do you think their choice of alcohol would be? Gin, perhaps?
Gin with La Croix.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's just a guess. I mean, it could be anything. Could be, like, absinthe.
Oh.
Those weirdos drinking that warm wood extract.
Do they even sell that anymore?
Yeah, they do. It's good stuff.
Yeah,
it's weird tasting.
I know
it's
very weird tasting, but it was banned for a while.
Yeah, that actually ends up, it's a political story where wine makers realized absinthe was cutting into their market with, like, the artistic crowd. Because it was all the rage in, like, France, absinthe was. So they figured out ways to create stories about it, that, like, absinthe makes you crazy. And it's kind of like reefer madness. And it got it banned.
Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
Well, there it is. There it is.
Or...
You're listening to Puns and Funds from me.
Yeah, but, I always, growing up, I think they had it when I was young, and then all of a sudden it was gone. It was like, well, you know, I heard somebody say it's an, you know, it's a derivative of opium and all this kind of stuff. I mean,
give me a break.
And they took it off the market, but now I understand it's back. In fact, it's in some drinks now.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. I like it.
What does it taste like? Is it licorice?
A little licorice-y, yeah.
Kind of like Jägermeister?
Yeah.
That's gross, man. I hate Jägermeister, but if you ever drop a Jäger shot into a
Red Bull Jager Bomb,
it tastes like strawberry knee-high.
That's very specific, James.
It does. Try it sometime.
Uh-huh. Never did it.
Yeah, so not strawberry sun-kissed, strawberry knee-high.
Mm-hmm. Strawberry
knee-high. I've heard of them, but I've never.
Do they even make knee-high anymore?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can buy them at Mosley's a bit.
Yeah, they do. Actually, they do.
Uh-huh.
They have knee-high and Fanta.
Well, oh, wow.
Knee-high is a lot better than Fanta. Fanta's a Coca-Cola product.
I think they got Grape Co. too.
Ooh. Even Diet Grape Co. is good.
Yeah.
Hey, we have someone on hold.
Yeah, he's been hanging on.
I know, and he's not patient.
Hey, I'm trying to be a trooper about it.
Hello, Urbanite. How you doing?
I'm all right. Hey, check this out. You know, I don't mind being a hypocrite if it makes the Democrats look bad, but for us to say that the FBI has vetted somebody and they're all right, you know, and these are the same people who let all the school shooters go after, quote-unquote, watching them. The 9/11 people do what they got to do after, quote-unquote, watching them. So I don't want, and plus, I know some personal stories. I know of 3 people who went to the academy, the service academy, got good secret clearances and crap, and used to sell weed. So I'm like, don't even go there about the FBI being on top of things. But anyway, I called because of this. Mm. Do you remember last week when John Kerry was theoretically messing with the Iranians, trying to get them to do a deal or whatever?
No, he admitted to it. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out why nobody on the Republican side has said anything about the Logan Act, which is against the law for a person to do that.
People have been saying stuff about the Logan Act. Trump even tweeted about it, saying what Kerry did was illegal.
Good. I mean, because that is definitely a crime that it happened. We know it happened, and he can be convicted for it.
Well, yeah, that actually happened like a few months ago, didn't it? when he was...
It was reported last week. I don't know exactly, because I didn't really look at the story in detail, so I don't know exactly when it happened. It may have been a couple of months ago.
I think it happened a couple of months ago, and he was confronted about it, and he said, oh, that's ridiculous. You know, I just, you know, talking to people over there that I know, but
right.
In no way was I trying to anyway.
Well, and here's what I bet you, Urbanite, is that the Logan Act, that law is written in such a way that Kerry could meet with foreign officials as long as he's saying, yeah, I'm not on behalf of the official government of the United States. This is just me, and I'll give you advice about American politics. And how you should judge and analyze American politics. I mean, there's probably all sorts of loopholes he'd get away with it. Kissinger did it for years.
Oh, hey, yeah, I know that. As a matter of fact, isn't that really what Benjamin Franklin did back in the day?
Yeah, but he was also the official ambassador.
Well, that's true. He was the friend. That's true. All right, y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Urbanite. Urbanite is a good caller.
He is.
Really I like
he's
him.
A retired military guy, you know.
Good guy.
Yeah. In Afghanistan and... fought for the country. And he's very conservative, which is very good to know in this day of liberals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We need more. More. Everybody should be.
I'm having lunch today with a mayoral candidate.
Oh, really?
I'm not having Eating lunch alone? With myself, no. Who has pretty much decided he's throwing his hat into the ring. I did say he. It is a he.
Are you going to disclose who he is?
I will tomorrow. I want to go and talk to him and see what he has to say. It's not. I'm not going to be. If I decide not to run, I'm not going to be a consultant in this race.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk to everybody. But
it's very above board of you, Jack.
Well, I mean, anyway, I have met with David Woods. Not. Made an appointment, but we've run into each other one morning at Chappie's, and he sat with me for about 45 minutes and talked to me about what his vision was. Not in great detail, but we had a nice talk. And
did you tell him how bad you was going to beat him?
No, I did not. And I could tell he does not believe that I'm going to run, but
they're going to be so surprised.
Kind of dismissed me. And I like David. He's a good guy. I'm just not... David might be too nice to be mayor, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
He's very optimistic. And it's good, when you're a politico, it's good to be optimistic. But you also have to have a lot of realism in you.
Mm-hmm.
That you realize that some of these problems... I'm not, you know, and I was thinking about this the other night. I'm not sure we can fix education in Montgomery County.
Well, and that's the biggest.
I'm just not sure we can.
Thing that puts you in a quandary as mayor is you do, and the differences I have with Todd. I mean, I consider him a good mayor. I like Todd Strange, but he gets blamed for the educational system in Montgomery.
Well,
and
he admitted
absolutely has almost got nothing to do with it. Well, now, could he have gone farther? Could he have put pressure on the Board of Education, you know, through some funds and different things? Maybe so. Maybe he fell down on that aspect.
He did, and he admitted on the show without our prodding him. He said, you know, my one regret is that I didn't get involved earlier.
Yeah.
You know, he got involved in this last election, and some of these old hacks that are on the board won't be coming back. But there's probably something, although jurisdictionally, he really doesn't have authority over the county school board.
Right.
But I think he realized that he could have had a lot more influence than he had, but...
No, and it is a huge problem for Montgomery, and I'll just be blunt about it. There are not a lot of people my age in Montgomery.
You
get some, but what happens is people about my age, late 20s, 30s, they get married. You have a lot of fun when you're married, but sooner or later, whether it's an accident or on purpose, you have kids. And you have to make a very tough decision, whether it's as simple as a move to Prattville or Pike Road.
And see, that's the thing, because and I remember Christy saying that.
Yep.
As she said it on this show, is something that her and Dakota have to think about, is when they have a child, where are they going to move to? Are they going to stay in the area, go to Millbrook or something like that, or move up to Auburn? It's not that bad of a drive from Auburn down here. That's what my brother did that.
Yeah.
He moved to Auburn to put his child because he got tired of paying to send them to St. James.
And that's not necessarily on the mayor's office. Again, that's...
No, it's not.
And Todd Strange was very active in this last election in trying to get a better school board. But it's a mess.
I'm looking forward to how that's going to turn out. I mean, we're going to have five new people at least on the school board because...
Well, it can't get any worse.
What's his name is stepping down. The guy that didn't even... Doggone it. His name slips my mind now. Crud. But anyhow, he's moving...
On the county school board.
Yeah, he's moving out of town.
Dean.
Yes. Durden Dean is... They're moving to North Carolina or something like that.
You can tell me Pike Road, but...
So he's stepping off the board, so that's going to open up even another seat other than the four that we're running. And then Lisa, I think Lisa will be fine. I think she'll get reelected.
I hope so. We need her.
That's pretty strong.
Whatever you say, big boy.
I got my big boy pants on.
Mm-hmm. She got them on every day. Let me tell you, she's been down there fighting those dunderheads.
I love Lisa Key.
She is something else. You know, we had a rocky start, and then she called here one day, and we were like, wait a minute, is this the same Lisa Keith that cussed us out? And she's like, yes, it is. And so we went. Bear and I went to lunch with her, and we had a blast. And believe me, her heart is in the right place, I think she needs to stay on the board. You know, I understand Arch Lee is not running again for city council, and I ran into his mom the other night, and Valerie, who's crazy as a sprayed roach, but I love her. And but she told me, I said, I heard Arch isn't running. She said, I don't think he is. She didn't say definitively. But I understand Clay McInnes is going to run for that seat. And Clay has been on this show, you know. He's big in downtown development. Yeah. And, you know, and he wants to stay and fight. That's what I like about there's a group of these young guys that are in their mid to late 30s. Uh-huh. Who do not want to see this city go down the wrong road. And they're only saviors.
Yeah.
And he is a good guy, and I'm not paid to say this because I don't know for sure if he's running. But if he does, people ought to really take a look at him because he has really fought to make downtown a better place, a safer place. And he wants to remain in Montgomery and raise his family and make this city improve. And God knows we can only go up. And I think Todd has been a very stable leader. Haven't always agreed with him, but Todd is stable. He has a good relationship with the black leaders, with the military folks. I mean, Todd's a good PR guy for Montgomery. And he is
very good at that.
And I don't want to turn this city over, whether I run or not, but I don't want to turn this city over to people that only care about themselves. And we can have enough of that in politics, in state government, and we sure as hell don't need it in local government.
We need somebody in the mayor's office who cares for, well, how everybody listens. Who listens?
Everybody. See, even Joey's picked it up. He has his own show.
Yeah.
And he knows everybody listens.
I listen.
That's because Joey is everybody.
I listen.
Well, he is one of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We want to take a call? All right. How about let's hearing... And I'm surprised it took this long. From Randall.
Randall, who? First-time caller?
Yeah, well, when the show is this good and this much intellectual conversation going on.
Oh, yeah. Randall.
Randall, you got to fix your phone.
Randall, did we lose you?
No. I got a brand new phone.
All right, that's what I thought.
We were
so surprised that you were talking about the intellectual level of this show. With Baron being gone. Because people say all the time, but
But can, Jack, is there, can we discuss how you can turn Montgomery around? There's only one problem. I mean, and it's simple.
It's parents.
It's money, Jack. It's simple.
More money?
I think move wherever you're standing and go walk 5 feet in either direction and start talking again.
And hold the arm that you're not using to hold the phone up in there like you're raising your hand in class.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
But make sure it's straight up, not at a diagonal place.
But for real, I want to call back if it's skipping out.
No, you're fine. You're fine right now.
Yeah, don't move.
But it's money, Jack. I mean, these kids.
What do you mean it's money?
I'm saying, think about a kid that's in the eighth grade that already looks at his mama. His mom. I mean, I'm saying, just put the part about not being parents to the side, because it takes a village. And we know that now. It's gonna take everybody to get this place back. But if you sit in seventh grade and you know you ain't gonna never, your mama ain't got a car, your grandma ain't got a car, you ain't got no way to get to work. The only gas station they pay you, you know, three times a night to come start the shell. There's 10,000 of you just like you, to your left, to your right, and it don't matter if you pass. You know what I mean? If you pass it, if you having trouble in school, because they left all the ones that have trouble behind. They took all the good ones out. They can help the ones, you know, to get through and show them how. You know, it's easy to do your homework before you go to home. You know what I mean? To study a little bit more, to cupcake, not cupcake class, but you know what I mean? Don't, it's just, let me get to the other part. But if they could line it up, there is so many, what do you call it, the home Section 8. If it's government money, how come we can't take that money that they give these big loan care companies? They pay out every month, regardless, all 12 months a year. Situate that money to go to these kids, let them start cutting yards, move them up, get in with Hyundai, get in with Montgomery, find the ones who got a heart, who really want a job, ain't worried about going to college, get them in the CDL line of things, the ones that you think you drive truck. Let them start going to the classes to run the machines at Hyundai. We got this big airport, we got 18 wheelers running up down the road, and we got this lawn care Section 8 that is out of control, because I know folks who get money that don't even do nothing for 3 or 4 months out of the year. I mean, if they can put pine straw there in the winter, I mean, there's plenty that government money you can make that. You can tag it to go to the kids, and y'all can put it together to get it in their pocket. If you do that, they're not going to be going to the street home where, you know, getting a grape to and a pack of Newports and having to steal your cell phone the night before to get it. It's simple as that. It's nothing no harder. I mean, these kids are broke and hungry. And I mean, when your own mama tells you to get the hell out of the refrigerator to go get your own drink, that's heard, and I've heard it more than once on the South Side. These kids are put out there. Some of them are to make it on their own.
How does the city intervene? I mean,
to start off with the Section 8 money and give that to let them start cutting grass. Let the city have a designated that drops the lawnmowers off.
Isn't that federal money?
That drops the lawnmowers off and checks them in, checks the kids in. And it won't take two or three people to carry the machines around and check the kids in and make sure, you know what I mean, and check them every now and then.
How many lawn-cutting jobs are there, Randall?
All these Section 8 apartments, every house has got a government contract, Jack. And cleaning, they get that.
You're mistaken on that, Randall.
Tell me why I'm mistaken that now.
Because the federal government is not paying to cut yards on Section 8 housing. They're not doing that. Plus, Listen, hold on. Let me finish. You've also got to look at this thing. It's called child labor laws. They're not allowed to do that until they're 16 years old. You cannot run a lawnmower for a company and be paid.
That's ridiculous.
And it's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm not saying that your idea shouldn't work, but there's too much red tape and there's too much government involved to do anything that makes common sense like that. And that's just the dadgum world that we live in now.
Well, I'm gonna give you a phone number to a cat who cleans carpet for Section 8, who gets money and does a half-tail job, and he gets it from the government, and they ain't paying nothing to get them carpets clean. So I don't know why the grass. You may be right about the grass, but I don't think so. I think they get contract. People get contracts for their grass. I'm telling you, they do. I'm they do the carpet. I know good and well they get the grass done. Some of them. I mean, I just have to believe it. But I'm gonna get with him and I'll find out. I know that he cleaned carpet and got a government check for doing it, and it said in that. So and they didn't have to pay nothing.
The basis of your point is correct. These kids need opportunity to learn responsibility and how to take care of themselves.
And that goes back.
That is not the job of the government.
It ain't even
that.
Exactly. It's money.
The parents.
Folks are hungry, man. The kids are hungry. They're going to school. They're going to school just to eat during the summer. I mean, we're feeding them all through the summer. I mean, you got to get money in their pockets or give them a hope to get money. They think they're going to graduate and not be able to do nothing, but so they keep getting it. Their mama getting a check because they've been getting it ever since the doctor put them on it. What you think they're going to do? I mean, y'all got to get money in these kids' pockets. And I'm telling you, and the crime will take care of itself.
What are they going to do with the money if they get it in their pocket? They going to go buy food
with it?
Look at me, I eat.
Yeah, exactly. I came to a house where the mama told the little 8-year-old to get the hell out of the refrigerator. That was her drink, then to go to the store. Now, I mean, I'm telling you, that happens in one house, it happens in way more than one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is up there in your home. I mean, they are making these kids, I mean, they are teaching them to go out and get it on their own, and that's what they're doing. That's the only way they know how to do it. They're saying the white man got the thumb on. Well, that, take the thumb off of them and help them get money in the pocket. That's something. I mean, it's just these little convenience stores with these Indians on them. They're not hiring these kids. I mean, they ain't nowhere to work. I mean, you got a couple of jobs on the East Chase. I mean, they ain't really hard enough.
Well, I know what you're saying about people can't have jobs if they can't get there. And in public transportation in Montgomery, although it's improved a lot, we really don't have a great public transportation system. All right, Randall, we gotta cut you loose. All right, thanks for calling. Is it time for a break?
Yes.
All right, David Will Crawdad, sit tight. We'll be back after this short break. You're listening to 93.1 FM News and Views.
I have a picture pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here from my very good friend Troy King, who is an outstanding attorney who, as Attorney General of the state of Alabama, protected the citizens of Alabama every single day he showed up for work. He's got a blue-collar mentality when it comes to your case. He actually calls you back. This is something unusual, and it's a shame, as a fellow attorney, I would ever have to say this about anybody, but he'll actually call you back. So many attorneys that run these commercials, when you call them, you'll never actually speak to the person on the billboard or the television show or the radio. With Troy King, that's not the case. You're going to talk to Troy. If you call 215-4440, 215-4440, the guy that's going to talk to you, the attorney that's going to talk to you about your case, is Troy King himself, the former attorney general of the state of Alabama, the guy who stared down BP and pharmaceutical companies and companies like that. When you call 215-4440, the guy who will call you back is Troy King. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh, man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos!
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean! When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao!
That's amazing!
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gravification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You darn, Joey.
Is this the theme song of people that live in Montgomery?
Run away? Yeah.
Well, no, I actually looked up a list of 1982.
Are we still trying to jog her memory?
Yeah, jog Christine Ford's memory.
Yeah.
So I hope she's listened to the show. And I mean, this, I think the song, based on the allegations, is appropriate.
Hey, this is also a... This is why she's so bitter. It was tainted love.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? Right. Welcome back to News and Views, 93.1 FM. We got a few callers, but first, I got to talk to you about our second hour sponsor, Alabama Home Mortgage.
You talking about Kim Williams?
Kim Williams et al., E-T-A-L, it's Latin, and others. She's got a great team over there, 5674223. Look, if you think that you could get a better rate on your mortgage, but you don't want to have to go through a bank and do all that big box stuff, give Kim Williams a call. She has saved our listeners literally millions of dollars. All the time she tells us stories about, you know, I had this retired military couple and they were paying this, that, and the other, and I shopped around and I found them a plan where it would lower their monthly rate by $200. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, 200 here, 50 there. She saved some people like 400 a month and more. She's a magician in the mortgage lending business. She's been around for 5 years. She's advertised for this show almost since we first came on the air. And she's been a great sponsor. And we get calls all the time from people who say, man, I gave Kim a call. She was a delight to work with. She saved us a bunch of money. And we couldn't be happier. And Kim will also tell you, look, I don't think I can get you a better rate than what you're paying. You got in when the going was good. You need to stick with the plan you're on. She'll be honest with you. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. She comes on her show every few weeks, and she's a real delight. She's a lot of fun. Great sense of humor. But when it comes to her business, she is all business. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Joey, let's go to the phones. We have David.
You forgot her MLS.
Oh, I don't know the MLS.
It's 1586368.
Nicely.
She is an equal housing lender as well.
She certainly is, and I'm so sorry. I'm glad you had the number. Baron gave that to you, but Baron, why didn't you give it to me?
I called Baron last night. I was like, but Baron, Jack forgot her MLS number. He's like,
he was
but cussing me.
I'm good enough to. I mean, I'm surprised I can remember phone numbers. David, you're on News and Views.
Good morning, all. How are you guys?
Hey, how you doing?
You know, I'll say what no one else will say.
Say it
about education.
Do it.
Education and the poor performance of education in this country is directly tied to the utter, irreparable, broken black family unit in this country.
Not just black family unit, white family unit too.
Well, but in Montgomery. Because of the fact that, you know, the education here, the schools are about 90% black, that will tell you that the black family unit in Montgomery is completely broken.
Well, you're not wrong, and, you know, Baron has often said, and I think I've actually bought into his plan or, you know, what his philosophy is. There are too many girls having babies when they're not women, and they have babies when they don't have a male in their life to help raise that child.
Yep, and what's the root cause of that? The welfare state. You know, when the government became, you know, the father of children, that if you drew a graph of when the welfare state began, you would see a parallel decline of the education system in this country because it destroyed the family unit, white and black, but predominantly the black families. I have worked as a volunteer in cities all across this country going into housing projects in some of the worst ones in this country, and I can tell you from experience. And that's the reason I was saying that the black family union in this country is totally broken by the things I've seen. And I'm talking decades of seeing it.
Well, there's a, you know, it's a fact out there that a child is going to have a much better chance of becoming a, you know, a good member of society if they have both a father and a mother.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter if that's black or white.
Absolutely.
You know, but unfortunately, you know, the Democrats, Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Democrats, schemed to create an entire dependent underclass that they could consistently count on for voting them and keeping them in power. And the end result has been the complete brokenness of the black family in that process.
Well,
whether intentionally intended or not, that's what's happened.
Yeah, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but
I think it was.
I believe Democrats have, for a long time, used minorities as a vote-getting entity. You know, it's not a hand up, it's a hand out. And you're right about a subculture of people who are dependent on government to survive.
Absolutely.
And in turn, they vote for you every time because they believe you are the only thing out there that's going to allow them to continue living like they're living.
Yeah, and it's not living to thrive. It's living merely to survive.
Right.
You know, which is unfortunate. So anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thank you, David. We appreciate it.
Good call, David.
Will, you're on News and Views. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing, Will?
Hey, I guess when this topic's going on, I don't know where to start.
Can you put the phone up close to your mouth?
Oh, yeah. I was saying, y'all guess when this topic's going on, I don't know where to start.
We'd start wherever you want to. Baron in here, we can play.
I grew up on those steak lunches, though, in the summertime. That was a good bologna sandwich and a small orange juice to help me get going on. But let me ask this, though. When I was talking about the mayor, has in the city and the budget, has the mayor given do we have too many incentives? Do we give too many incentives away? And we on a shortfall in the budget. We got a lot of corporations and businesses coming in. We need to find out what are we giving away for these companies to come in here? Because are these corporations and hotels, are they paying their fair share?
Are you saying are we giving an incentive program to draw business to Montgomery?
Incentives are good, but are the incentives being passed off on the citizens?
I can't answer that. I think these hotels that are coming in here are not being offered any kind of incentives. Now, I could be dead wrong. So what you're asking is we have a hole in the budget, yet we have enough money to give away to bring people here.
Yeah, are we getting a return on our investment?
Yeah.
We're giving an incentive.
The mayor said several times on the show, we have to give incentives to these companies. And it's like, okay, well, How much is this? I mean, just look at the trash thing. You got to raise trash fees by a fee. I mean, we need to find out what is going on with these incentives to get these people to come here, and are they paying their fair share? And are the corporations not paying their fair share, and it's being passed on to the citizens? Because that's what it looked like to me.
I think a bigger issue is the way that the city of Montgomery has evolved over the last 20 years. If you get up in the morning, it's a nonstop line of cars coming in from Prattville into downtown Montgomery. There's a nonstop line of cars coming from up the Auburn Way, from Pike Road, Tuskegee, Tallahassee area into town, south of Montgomery. You got all these people coming in. Now the city itself still has to maintain the infrastructure, but they don't have the citizens in here spending their money and all in the city of Montgomery to get the tax revenues. I don't see how you fix this without an occupational tax. And that is going to be very unpopular.
Oh, it's going to be
extremely.
Awful.
What if you removed a lot of the city sales tax?
Well, this is my thing. Like I said, you got to pay these corporations have to pay their fair share of taxes. You need to find out these hotels, restaurants, or whatever coming in here, Hyundai, are they paying their fair share? And if you ask me, I don't think they are. I think it's just, you know, we've I think there's a for sale sign in the state of Alabama. You put the state of Alabama on a map, and it's like Alabama for rent, to be honest.
Well, Will, I tell you what, Todd Strange is going to be on this show the first Tuesday in September. He comes in at 10 o'clock.
October,
the first Tuesday in October, and I don't know what the exact date is. Write that down. Remember it. Call in after 10 o'clock, and you can ask him this question specifically.
It'll be October the 9th.
Yeah, October the 9th.
I want to say this about the Supreme Court, Judge Kavanaugh.
The tooth.
You know, I'm no fan of extremism, but we need to have a Supreme Court that we need to bring all this, this excessive liberalism. You know, we need to bring this stuff in because it has really kind of brought this country to his knees. And Democrats don't realize, they need to realize people are not interested in, homosexual marriage being a friend thing or abortion. You know, people really don't want that when they think about it, you know, and if you really held to your beliefs, you wouldn't believe in that kind of stuff. That's just my opinion, though.
Right.
But Kavanaugh could be a good judge, you know, but he, at the same time, you just never know.
You don't. Eisenhower thought Earl Warren was going to be a conservative Republican, and he was a big liberal. We appreciate the call, Will. And remember to call back on October 9th and talk directly to the mayor.
October 2nd.
It'll actually be the first Tuesday to the 2nd. My bad.
What is it? October 2nd.
Yes.
Why do I rely on you if you're giving me wrong?
I thought it was the 2nd
More
Tuesday.
More fake news. It's More fake news.
First Tuesday would be October the 2nd. And I just like to mess with you, Jack.
I know you do. Do we have time for one more?
No.
All right, we got Crawdad.
Gotta go to a break.
Carolyn, Robert, sit tight. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll take your calls. You're listening to News and Views, 93.1 FM.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastbrook Flea Market. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30 p.m.
Eastbrook Flea Market has almost 200 booths, 3 air-conditioned floors. That's over 60,000 square feet of all kinds of collectibles, new stuff, antique stuff, heirloom quality stuff. And let me tell you, if you have not gone in there and looked at the dishware, the cookware, the decorations for the house, the knickknacks, solid wood furniture, the kind they used to have when America was great. Like, guys, we're making America great again. Eastbrook Flea Market is making Montgomery great again, making your house great again. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, right here in Montgomery, just off Atlanta Highway on Coliseum. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Get in there. Tell Miss Dot I said hello.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get. MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get. MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
From the Fox Business Network, home builders are feeling no more optimistic about their business this month. The National Association of Home Builders Monthly Confidence Index reading for September is 67, unchanged from August. Macy's is partnering with Facebook. The two will bring 150 brands that advertise on the social network to the market at Macy's pop-up stores for the holiday shopping season. Macy's is adding new technology, including virtual reality headsets that will make it easier for you to see furniture that's not in stock or to see a piece of furniture in your own home. A Canadian cannabis company, Tilray Inc., will provide a marijuana product to researchers in the U.S. to test its effectiveness on a neurological disorder. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has signed off on the test. With a Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes.
Which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The late season heat continues today. The rain chances are small, but there could be some isolated storms around. Today, abundant sunshine, very hot with a high around 94, heat index 100 or above again. I can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area. Good luck. Tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature into the middle 90s for about the sixth day in a row. Rain chances are about 10% tomorrow. Then isolated storms return on Thursday, and then back to that regular lower 90s with spotty storms here and there as we get towards Friday and Saturday. Our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone because it has everything. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for severe weather alerts, radar, future radar, plus access to my videos and all my blog updates, too. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jog of that memory, Christine.
The hits of 1982. Good body, everybody. She could remember where she was. How's she going to remember if he tried to get up on her or not?
I don't know. Kavanaugh may have been singing this to her.
She's got to be somebody.
Well, since everybody listens, she'll know we played it.
Oh, she may not be everybody, though, Jay.
All the guys on the corner stand back. maybe not.
She might be one of them wackos.
Welcome back to News and Views, 93.1 FM, Montgomery, Coosada, Alabama. How you doing? Let's go to the phones. Crawdad, thanks for holding. Sorry it took us so long.
That's all right. I forgot why I was calling. I wasn't going to hang up because that'd be just plain rude. But listening to all your other callers, you have a very intelligent audience out there.
We do.
The rule of seven P's, you know what that is?
Well, no, because you're going to tell me.
Well, of course I'd tell you. I just thought you probably had already heard of
it. I'm not that smart.
Rule of seven P's. Proper prior preparation prevents piss-poor performance. That's what's wrong with our education system. We don't have people like Raymond Boykin.
Oh, my God.
In what the school.
Meanest white people, man ever was.
Sorry, I knew that was going to happen. We let kids get away with stuff. Then when they get home, nobody says, "Have you done your homework yet?" How can you be prepared for life if you haven't prepared when you're in your developmental phase? How can you make it? How can you fill out a job application? How can you function socially if you haven't prepared yourself?
I agree.
And it's not just mom and dad at home. It's the school. It's the teachers. It's the administration. That takes a village thing. It does take everybody helping develop the little people so they turn into good big people. And we have dropped that ball a long time ago. I don't know what the answer is, but have you done your homework is a really good start. But I understand kids don't get homework now.
Well, one of the things that I think, and that's a lot of times why teachers join the AEA, not for their politics, but for the protection, the protection they offer them.
Oh,
in,
yeah, most definitely.
Lawsuits. But people are afraid to spank kids because you have ballistic parents, what's left of them, at home. You're not supposed to hit my kid. I'm going to tell you, and we all sitting in this room, I'm sure, I know Carolyn. If I were to get, and I never did, I got in trouble a couple of times, but not bad. If Me I'd really? Ever gotten an ass whooping at school, the one at home would have been a lot worse.
Mm-hmm. I always got two. I got one from Raymond, then I got one for Dad. I stayed in Raymond Boykin's office pretty regular, and I really liked that guy. He was a tough guy.
Yeah, he was, and he's got great kids too. I mean,
discipline.
Yeah.
But my family, we have a lot of educators in the family. My great aunt actually was one of the first women in the state of Alabama to get as high up as she did in the system. This is back when, you know, it was a man's world in the state. If you had a job in an office, you were a guy, not a lady. And she was an early education. She got her degree from Columbia. And all the other sisters and my aunt, who's still alive, she just retired. She was in Virginia in that school system. She got in trouble with a parent because she broke up a fight between two little girls. And one of the parents had a conniption. Don't you touch my daughter. We have let things get out of hand. And if you don't correct, what's that saying? It's in the good old book. If you spare the discipline, not necessarily hit somebody with a stick like it's a spare rod, spoil the child, but if you don't have discipline, you're doing a disservice to the young ones.
Hey, Crawdad, and we got to go. I'm sorry, but we got to take a break.
I'm just running my mouth.
That's all right. No, you're good at it.
Good point.
We appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Cade, Carolyn, we'll be back. Taking a break, 93.1 FM. News and Views.
The biggest and baddest broadcast. best in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Baron Coleman from News and Views. Nothing makes me more upset in life than knowing that people in our listening audience have not yet picked up the phone and called 567-4223 and asked for Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage wants to save you money. They exist to save you money. The only reason Alabama Home Mortgage is on this earth is to save our listening audience money. They want to, they want to, they want to, and there are people out there who have still not picked up the phone and called 567-4223 and asked for Kim Williams and said, please, can I save money on my home mortgage? You'd be surprised. Maybe you bought a house in the last 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. You probably could save money if you would just pick up the phone and give Kim Williams a call today at 567-4223. Call today, 567-4223. NMLS number 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
He raised me, 2 dogs, and most of the neighborhood. Dad's my hero. So when it was my turn to care for him, I was thankful Kindred was there to help.
If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options and locations that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medication management, and more, all in the comfort of home. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Presenting the all-new 3-Row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to 8, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Montgomery Subaru.
In a crazy world, you need Cozy TV. Every night, Cozy delivers great comedies like Frasier, Will and Grace, and The Nanny. Days and weekends, they've got an all-star lineup of TV favorites like Murder, She Wrote, Columbo, Little House on the Prairie, Magnum P.I., and many more. They're completely cozy about television. Look for Cozy TV here in Selma and Montgomery over the air on Channel 48.1 or Channel 7 on Charter Spectrum or Channel 48 on UVerse and Dish. Check it out today.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If there ever come a time when you feel real nice and you want to let someone know that you really appreciate them.
Oh, we don't have much time, Jack.
I know. We got to hurry up. We're playing 1982 songs to jog that woman's memory about Brett Kavanaugh. We got time for one quick call. Carolyn, you've been holding.
Yes, I just want to say Daniel Patrick Moynihan predicted this, and he was in Johnson's administration, and what he predicted happened. Matriarchal society, fatherless children, they're told you don't need a dad. That is wrong. I didn't have a dad when I was a child. Pulled a brass ring on that one, got one. But in social work, 71, 72, his work was required reading. He is vilified now because he says the matriarchal society is not good. We have children today who don't know anybody who's had a job, who has a job. We have children who've never seen a wedding. And so if they don't know, if they're not